Greg Kelly Show.
Here we are. Fascinating, amazing times. Really, really, where? Whoa. A lot is going on. People are being exposed. We see the truth like never before. Then again, we've got liars like never before. And a bunch of weirdos like never before. It's fine to have weirdos. I mean, weirdos, you know, they serve a purpose, offer a little bit of color. You know, I mean, you need a freak show, right? I went to the freak show at Nassau Coliseum as a kid. They actually had a thing. They called it the freak show. But the freak show is now running the entire show, and that's never, ever, ever happened. So that's, it's getting weird, but they are failing. They will fail in the most glorious and spectacular way. More on that in a moment. I got to talk about Israel first. I mean, I'm sorry. I apologize. This is a horrible, horrible war. Israel is fighting for its survival. There are countries whose stated policy is the genocide of Jewish people. I mean, look it up. Iran. They hate Israel. They want to destroy Israel. Israel has every right to. You know what the genocide was? October 7th. That was attempted genocide. Grabbing, innocent women and children. And it just, hey, what the hell is this stuff? Oh, here's Joe Biden, 2006. He's talking about, new video of Joe Biden back in 2006 talking about a wall and how much he supports a wall. And it should be 700 miles long and 40 feet tall. And he's walking around the room yelling at everybody, too. Gosh, you know what they call those guys? Close talkers, right? The close talker gets right in your face and starts talking. It's weird. All right. So Israel, what happened to Israel on October 7th, they deliberately targeted Hamas, which is a government. All right. It is like an official army. It wasn't a ragtag group of terrorists, although they did look like a ragtag group of terrorists. But they were armed to the teeth. They had mini airplanes. They were supported by Iran and in a weird way supported by the United States because we have been moneying up Iran for a long time with this Biden administration and before that with the Obamas, sending them all kinds of crazy cash. So, we had a role in that in a weird way. It was horrific, and Israel strikes back, and they continue to strike back. And, yeah, innocent women and children will die in warfare. It happens. America has killed innocent women and children in every single war that happens. It is a fact of life. It is one of the many reasons why you don't want to fight a war unless it's absolutely positively necessary. The Iraq war, not absolutely positively necessary. Not by a long shot. No way. Israel defending itself against Gaza, absolutely positively necessary. And yeah, they have to make sure this doesn't happen again. And they have to be punished, the terrorists, for what they did, and they have to be eliminated, don't you think? I mean, we wanted to eliminate bin Laden. Anybody give us? And before we got bin Laden, we got a lot of other guys, didn't we? Right. We were dropping bombs on terrorists left and right. And that was our right. And we did it. Israel has to do it. And I am really getting sick of the nitpicking of these protesters standing up, although I do get a kick out of it when they make Biden look bad. But Biden is giving in to them. He's screwing around with Israel, nitpicking them, undermining Netanyahu in a time of war, and playing footsie with the radical left terrorist sympathizers who, unfortunately, tragically, there are a lot more than I realized, a lot more in America that I realized. Anti-Semitism is all over the place. You know, there is a beautiful bond between evangelical Christians and Israel, Jews and Christians coming together. I love it. I don't entirely like there's a reason for it and they talk about it and like something in the book. I don't know. There's a biblical justification for this that I, quite frankly, don't. I know it's there. I will understand it someday. I don't understand it now. But one of my favorite pastors, I talk to you guys about him all the time, Dr. Charles Stanley in Atlanta, the late, great Charles Stanley. One of the things that intrigued me about him so much and why I went to see him was because he had just gotten an award from a group of rabbis A great big group of rabbis and prominent Jewish people in Atlanta gave that Christian man an award. And I wanted to know more about, because I married a Jewish woman. Yes, so how do I, and I wanted to know more about that. And he was terrific. That's one of the reasons why I went to go see him in person. James Flippin, what the hell, how are you?
Hey, Greg, I'm good.
What's with the pink jacket?
It's funny because I've worn this jacket before.
In 1989, when Miami Vice was on television.
And I always expect you to say something, but you never have before. So now I feel kind of seen and acknowledged that
Oh, I see you. I hear you. look, maybe it's because you're wearing a T-shirt under said jacket.
Mm-hmm.
The lapels are way too narrow. You got that at a Five and Dime store, didn't you?
Actually, I got it at the Macy's, I think it was.
At the mall in 1995?
No, relatively recently. It was within the last 12 months.
And this is another reason why I don't entirely believe you're gay. The way you dress is not...
You're not the first person to say that, by the way.
I know. All right, so look.
Can't have my card revoked.
Can you tell me what's going on in the latest with this?
Well, there's two...
What happened?
There's two separate things that are kind of making headlines in regard to Israel and all the war that's going on over there. Yesterday, I think it was, there was an attack, an airstrike on a position in Damascus in Syria.
Yeah, Israel took out that Iranian terrorist general bad guy.
Now, one of the keys to that particular story is, I guess that airstrike was directly adjacent to an embassy, or potentially actually did strike an embassy.
The embassy of Iran to Syria.
Right. Now, there's potentially, depending on your view on this, a significant amount of outcry that an embassy would be hit.
The embassy was right next door. Was the embassy hit?
I'm trying to sort of, through the fog of war, determine what's factual and what's not.
Hey,
I've read where the embassy was, in fact, hit. I've also read where it was directly next door to the embassy.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, no angels in the Iranian embassy, okay? No angels whatsoever. I don't think that's the primary military target, but if there's collateral damage, so be it, okay? So be it. It happens. I mean, did you know that America, the good old USA, destroyed the embassy from China in Kosovo way back when? All right. I mean, we aim and we miss all the time. I don't know the first thing about that war, by the way, but I do remember we bombed
Kosovo,
the wrong targets. Yeah, Bosnia, whatever the hell that whole thing was.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's one.
Wait. Where's the outcry coming from? Because, I mean, like, I don't know. They got the bad guy, right? They got the general, the Iranian general,
mm-hmm.
who was probably working at that embassy, right?
Yeah. Well, potentially. I mean, look, I think I'll just say it in a very broad stroke type of way. I think even people who tend to be more pro-Israel and definitely don't see a lot of, sympathy or a lot of, it doesn't carry a lot of water with them, the position that Hamas takes for Hezbollah or whatever it may be, says, okay, that's interesting. If an embassy is attacked, that's definitely something that warrants looking into.
Well, number one, I did not, I heard that it was right next door to the embassy.
Okay.
And there may have been collateral damage.
Okay.
And if they quite frankly haven't sorted that out by now, that tells me that they didn't hit the embassy and some of this is fake news.
Well, I mean, it's hard to follow.
Show us the rubble of the embassy.
What happened with that hospital when it first started? And, was it not?
The hospital. You mean the terrorist hangout, right?
Yeah, well.
These people. And the other thing about that is I noticed they show these pictures of children who are starving in Gaza. I notice all the adults I've seen are well nourished. Are they not letting the kids get the food?
Mm.
I know this sounds very, how can you be so whatever? But this is like common sense in your face. Why aren't they giving that child food? And they've got medicine there too. They're dropping big pallets of stuff in there. What's really going on? I think it's an information campaign. These people, Hamas, they're willing to kill women and children. And I think they're willing to kill their own women and children to prove a point or for propaganda purposes. Mm. I really believe that.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed there will be an investigation after an airstrike killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. So we're going back to the Gaza Strip now. He called it a tragic event that happens in war. He said it was an unintentional, killing of these innocents. These were 7 aid workers who work for organization that brings food and supplies to war-torn areas and stuff like that.
Well, like you said, and like I said, stuff happens in war. You don't want it to happen. You don't want innocent people to die, but they will. And this is one of the reasons why you must fight a war as the absolute last resort. And nobody can tell me or convince me that there's that Israel had no choice but to unleash on Hamas and Gaza. No choice. And I believe them. And they're experts at it when they say they strive to avoid innocent death, collateral damage. They do, but it will still happen. And aid workers, you know, I'm sorry, if you're going to hang around Gaza, you know, good luck. Seriously. I mean, good luck and take care, but you are incurring enormous risk by going to a war zone.
Sure.
You know, I personally know, how many guys do I know in media who have died? At least four during the Iraq invasion. The
correspondents who were, who were there.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't call off the war.
Right.
It was like, geez, actually, that kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies. Seriously, it did. It's like, man, David Blum had died. David Blum was a hell of a lot more famous than I was at the time.
Well, and you did foreign war correspondents, right? Or am I remembering that wrong?
No, I'm just a little bit surprised. I was one hell of a war correspondent.
Well,
internationally acclaimed war correspondent here.
Well, I'm just giving you the opportunity to give us more of the insight.
You should be thoroughly familiar with my biography, but no, that's okay. I did. I spent about a year or so in Iraq and saw a lot of things. I was the first broadcast journalist into Baghdad with U.S. forces during the invasion, and I saw a lot of stuff. And I also never, my mind never changed about whether or not that war was required.
Hmm.
As much as I wanted our side to win once we started, I didn't think that war was necessary.
Even from like, you know, way before the tanks started rolling in, you're talking about.
Yeah, I wanted to go home. I'm like, this sucks. I don't want to be here. I want to go home. I was moving to Atlanta. I want to get a car and I want to get an apartment. And this war is unnecessary. I flew over Iraq in the 90s enforcing the no-fly zone. Anyway, I knew it was a joke. And not a joke, but I knew it was unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, remember when Letitia James got booed, rightfully so, by the firefighters? Remember this? It was just about, 3 weeks ago? I thought it was awesome. Go ahead. Please.
I'd like to introduce our next speaker, Attorney General Letitia James.
Come on, we're in a house of God.
You simmer down.
First, simmer down. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for getting it out of your system. I want to thank Commissioner Kavanaugh.
Trump,
and
Trump,
Chief
Trump.
Hodgins for that recognition.
Boo! Sit down. Sit down, Letitia. Well, get this. Did you hear about this? A federal judge, a guy I've actually met a couple of times, Judge Nicholas Garafas, is that his name? I remember I could not, what's your name again? Garaufis. Brooklyn Federal Court Judge Nicholas Garafas demands that the FDNY commissioner and the city's top lawyer appear before him, says AG Letitia James being booed by the fire department members on March 8th had nothing to do with support for Donald Trump, but rather was due to James's being black. This is according to the judge. I've lived in New York City all my life. I know what the problem is. And believe me, front and center is what happened the other day. This doesn't have to do with politics. This has to do with race. Are you on crack cocaine, judge? Are you sniffing glue? Have you fallen and hurt your head? Is somebody holding your loved ones hostage? This is the most ludicrous statement I've ever seen in my life. Have you ever gone to a Yankee game with Ed Koch? Have you ever been there? Have you ever seen one on TV? Boo! How about Bloomberg? Boo! Actually, Bloomberg, I saw get applauded once. He did. It goes with the job, you jerk.
I mean, yeah, and plus, I don't recall anything specific where, like, Darcell Clark was was blasted by some...
Nobody knows who Darcel Clark is. Brooklyn Federal Court Judge Nicholas Garafis. You are a fool and a jerk, and I invite you on my show. Get him on the phone.
Greg Kelly.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276 or ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
This is the Greg Kelly Show.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Carl Hasty? H-E-A-S-T-I-E, Hasty. Looks like Hasty, but it's Hasty. Carl Hasty is, if he walked in here right now, I would not recognize the guy. Strangely enough, he is one of the most important people in America in a weird way, setting the agenda for New York State. He's the assembly leader, right? He's the Democrat assembly leader. It's funny how he doesn't stand. All these guys actually keep a very low profile. Sheldon Silver kept a low profile. This guy gets a low keeps a low profile so they can get up to their dirty business up there in Albany. I mean, literally, a dirty business. You see this guy with his girlfriend up there? I mean, I don't know if Carl Hasty is married or not. So maybe not be dirty. It's not what am I trying to say? Age inappropriate. It was an age inappropriate relationship. And he's up there. This girl is, you know, hot. He's kind of old and fat. Just doesn't look right. You know, it just doesn't look right. You know, when as you get older and fatter, you can't be running around chasing young girls. This guy is calling the shots up there because Hochul is, as we can all see, is a truly dim bulb. And it's all about her hair and the makeup. And you can see that, by the way, in her attempt to show up at the wake, that she couldn't figure out ahead of time that she was. That shows bad staff work, really bad. This woman is clueless as far as governing goes. But I still take a lot of satisfaction in what happened to her. I'm sorry. There has to be accountability. And if it's not real accountability, like at the ballot box, well, it's good that she got embarrassed. And she deserves it. She deserves a lot more. She deserves to probably be impeached in disgrace. Hey, Eric Adams playing the race card again. It's really the only card he has. Cut 14, please. Cut 14.
When you go to these Herks and you're seeing these young people and I walk in and I talk with them, some of them come from West Africa, South America, Central America. All they're saying is, man, we just want to work. We don't want to sit around here all day and not do anything. That is why the real focus should be on our national government that's saying, why are you doing this to New York? Why you check out what they're doing. They're doing it to New York. They're doing it to Chicago. They're doing it to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. They're doing it to Houston. What is the same in all those cities? All black mayors.
All black mayors. Right, right, right. I guess you haven't gotten the memo yet from the Biden administration. They want to plus up the population for more political power.
You're listening to The Greg Kelly Show.
I just don't believe raising penalties is ever a deterrent on crime. There's already things in current law to deal with people who assault other people.
That's Hasty. He's the New York State Assembly Speaker, right? Has nothing to do with penalties. So, well, we know this, that a lack of penalty seems to be encouraging crime. Can we argue with that? I mean, we don't arrest people anymore for stealing less than $1,000 worth of stuff, say, from a store. It's basically unenforceable. You just they get to do that. Hey, did we vote for that? No, we didn't. But that's the world we live in now. No, I think he is possibly also on crack cocaine. Hey, let me read this part about him. Let's see here. The head of a labor group repped in Albany by the lobbyist recently revealed to be Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie's gal pal abruptly stepped down this week, the Post has learned. The sudden resignation of Dean Angelakos from Greater New York Laborers came days after the outlet New York Focus reported last week that the 56-year-old Dem has been in a romantic relationship with 32-year-old Rebecca Lamorte. Since then, Albany insiders have been abuzz over who could have leaked the letter, blah, blah, blah. Lamorte is has a big legislative job. All right, let's get to the good stuff here. What was going on? I mean, it doesn't really matter, but it shows you, gosh, the lowlifes we've got up there right now. And they've got real power. They do. They got serious clout. Let me just Adams one more time, ripping on Greg Abbott, who's as fine American as they come, playing that race card. It's, you know, they used to say you play it from the bottom of the deck. He plays from the bottom of the deck, the middle of the deck, the top of the deck. He's got the deck is stacked. All Adams has to play is the race card. That's how he became mayor. Let me hear that again.
When you go to these Herks and you're seeing these young people and I walk in and I talk with them, some of them come from West Africa, South America, Central America. All they're saying is, man, we just want to work. We don't want to sit around here all day and not do anything. That is why the real focus should be on our national government that's saying, why are you doing this to New York? Why you check out what they're doing. They're doing it to New York. They're doing it to Chicago. They're doing it to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. They're doing it to Houston. What is the same in all those cities? All black mayors.
Mm.
All black mayors. And so what we're saying, same thing that I'm going through here, my brother Johnson is going through. My sister Bass is going through.
Sister.
My brother Turner is going through.
Brother.
So our folks, what they wanted to happen, Governor Abbott wanted to happen, we're going to turn these cities against their mayors. We're going to create this environment where they're all going to go against their mayors. Go Google what they're doing to my brother in
go
Chicago.
Google. All right.
Go Google what they're doing to Sister Bass. So
sister.
The cities have now turned against
all right,
these
stop.
Black mayors.
So look. What else does New York, Chicago, Houston, and Los Angeles have in common? Besides black mayors, give me a break. They're the four biggest cities in America, you dummy. Population centers. And if you have a real beef, because Abbott doesn't have the resources to fly these people all over the country. But you know who does? The federal government. And you know who is flying all over the country? To New York, to Chicago, to Houston, to Los Angeles. The federal government, Joe Biden. And why? He wants to increase the population. He wants to increase the liberal congressional representation. He wants to make this blue state even bluer. You get it? I guess you really are. Biden doesn't like you, and I don't like Biden, but he doesn't like you for all kinds of other reasons. The showboating you do and not playing nice with other Democrats. Ordinarily, I would like that, but the way you do it, you're as liberal as they come.
But you wanted things that they could not give you. You wanted the more attention than you were, quite frankly, rating from Biden and all kinds of other kind of, what do they call it, internecine stuff that I don't particularly care about. But you don't come out a hero in this. You have fooled the New York Post, though. I'll give you that. I can't believe them. A lot of folks just get very, very verklempt when it comes to race. You start playing the race card, depends who you play it with, but 90% of the time, it works. It works. Why does it get played so much? It works. It intimidates people. It makes them scared. All of a sudden, if you're dealing with a white person, they start to feel conscious about their privilege, whatever the hell that is. Hey, but then again, when you think about it, white men are responsible for so much evil in the world, right? White men are responsible for all the weather. Did you know that? It's not God, it's white men. I heard that from, Ayashi Siddiqa. She's from Pakistan. I call it Pakistan, but Obama calls it Pakistan because it sounds more sophisticated that way. Pakistan. I think she's Pakistani-American. And she has a big job over at the United Nations. And she actually said this in public. Are we ready? Now, you got to listen carefully because the microphone is some distance away. But she blames the bad weather on white men. Hit it.
And I say this because the climate crisis is not passive. The climate crisis is not a result of natural disasters. It's actually man-made. It's a result of...
I'll say it again because I think they missed it.
The climate crisis is man-made. And it's not just man-made, it's white man-made.
Get the white man!
It is a result of capitalism, years of colonialism, years of racial oppression. And so, if you want to get involved, the way that we save our planet is when we protect the most vulnerable communities among us. And this includes Black trans women. This includes Indigenous peoples. And this is why it includes children and young folk. Because when we protect them, then we can protect everybody else. All right.
Woo! Wow, what a brave voice. My God, that's psychotic! And what's the key to all this? Protecting vulnerable people. And she starts the list with Black trans women. If we can defend the Black trans women, of which there are, I think, four in the country, that will stop the crazy weather that we've been having. I guess there's more than that, but it's not a lot. And it's funny, the Black Lives Matter movement, if you go to their website, it's actually all about Black trans folk. Black trans folk. That's the underpinnings of Black Lives Matter. That is just insane talk, but it gets applauded, it gets lauded. Hey, I want to wrap up with Eric Adams. Just speaking of the race card, never forget how this SOB became mayor. May we? I call this the Holy Grail of racism. The Holy Grail of racism, even that's pretty bad right there. That's the not quite the Holy Grail. That's a gem of racist behavior. But the Holy Grail is Eric Adams back when he was kicking cracker ass, okay? Back when he was kicking cracker ass. Go ahead.
I kicked those crackers' ass, man. I was unbelievable.
Oh, I don't know why we got the little Curtis version when you guys clip it to like it's 2 seconds so it's a Nat Pop joke. I want to hear the whole thing. When I was in the NYPD, I was unbelievable. I kicked those crackers' ass, man. Yeah, every day. It is kind of unbelievable, isn't it? It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. And it's heartbreaking. There are some really bizarre things happening globally, locally. But things are also falling in line. Can you believe how well Trump is doing? Oh, and we can't forget about this crazy lunatic judge. He might even be worse than the property judge, Judge Engoron. This Juan Merchan, and we're allowed to say stuff about him, and we're allowed to say stuff about the family, too. We're talking about adults. Children, I agree, should be off limits. 18 and below, off limits, and quite frankly, teenagers in college, whatever. But his children, and maybe even his wife, are politically active partisan guerrilla warfare fighters. And that is somehow irrelevant? No, it's very, very relevant. You can't have a judge. A case like this, which is bogus to begin with, you would think they'd want the appearance of impartiality, like coming, like in totally can't assail it, perfect case. But no, they can't do that because most judges who are ethical wouldn't touch a case like this. And if they did, they'd dismiss it right away. Mordecai, hello.
Greg, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to highlight this, the recent story that you went over in Israel with the Iranian airstrike. And there was also, I just wanted to draw a line here how Israel is so scrutinized if they make one mistake, where I'm sure you've heard about the aid convoy that was accidentally struck. So, I mean, now everyone assumably is going to keep running with this and pointing out how, you know, oh, look, you know, these guys are, you know, so bad with their military strikes. No, they don't know what they're doing. And it just goes to show, like, you know, for some reason, the only Jewish country in the world is has like such a magnifying glass on them. And every one of their actions, even, you know, the slightest mistake is going to be scrutinized. So that's just what I wanted to say.
All right. Well, look, one thing about that is friendly fire incidents, collateral damage incidents in war do get attention. It does get attention. It does. You know, America, you know, bombed the wrong building in the middle of the Iraq war. Everybody highlighted it. And I'm not saying it's not a legitimate news story. You know, when that happens, I mean, it is. It's a legitimate news story, and we have to report these things, and we want to know about them, and we want to do what we can to minimize this from happening in the future. Just about everything in the coverage of the Israel-Hamas conflict has been completely biased, completely one-sided, and in favor of the terrorists, and it's disgusting. In this one thing, though, I mean, it's got to be reported. Don't you agree, Mordecai?
Yeah, I do. I mean, like, I'm reading stories here on AP and all these other different news orgs. You have to scroll down like 6, 7, 10 paragraphs just to see them say, well, we get our numbers from the Gaza Health Ministry, which does not discriminate between civilians and combatants. And you have to scroll down 10 paragraphs just to see, they do operate within tunnels, and the terrorists do attack the aid trucks and everything. You have to scroll down through all this filler just to see the facts, and they hide them on purpose.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And by the way, they do themselves better if they put those facts up, because other than you, Mordecai, and sometimes me, no one's scrolling 15 paragraphs down anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's part of their scheme. It's part of their little operation here. All right. Thank you, Sandra. Yes.
Hi, Greg. Yesterday I spoke to you about the Lake and Riley Act, and you asked, you know, to learn more about it.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I have the information.
Well, what I was doing was gently chiding you about calling in and not knowing about it.
Well, I know about it today, so would you like to hear it or not?
Nah, you know what? Look, let me just tell you this. The world is not going to be saved by one more law. That was my point to you yesterday, right? I mean, I can't stand these lawmakers who, right after the tragedy, have a press conference and we're gonna have Elizabeth's law or, you know, Sally's law. You know, I mean, what about before? It really does come down to enforcing the laws that are on the books, right? I mean, we got a great big border. You're not supposed to come in illegally. We've got, you harm a child, you get arrested for it. If you don't live in America, you get deported for it, right? There are laws that say that. So when the lawmakers, and you know, these guys are phonies, you know that, right? You know that.
Right.
I mean, the Georgia people, you know, and they come together and they put the Lake and Riley's name on the thing to get some attention. Well, I don't know. Where was their diligence before Lake and Riley was killed? You know, so it's got her name on it. It got your attention. You didn't know anything about it yesterday, but, oh, it sounds good. The Lake and Riley bill. What could be wrong with that? Probably nothing, but then again, what good does it do after she's dead? And we got a million other laws out there that say, you know, you can't kill people and you can't break into the country illegally, but somehow now you can. So everything's upside down, and I don't think it's going to be cured or fixed with one law, especially a law that's put forward
by a bunch of dopey career politicians, and most of them are dopey, in it for themselves, looking for a buck, looking for an opportunity, looking to get their name out there. I have very little tolerance for these people lately. I am sick of them, quite frankly. And they are superficial, vapid, wrong all the time, and I could care less, especially that Governor Kemp. He's one of the weirdest dudes out there. What the hell is that guy all about? And the fact that he did not smack around that Raffensperger publicly, that drama queen who pretends that, oh, my wife got a nasty phone call, like, oh, therefore we should just, I don't know, give up on our concerns about the fairness of the election because some pervert called your wife? Get used to it. I mean, that's life in the big city now. I don't care. I care about free and fair elections for real. You should see the stuff they're finding down there in Georgia. You should see it. All right, Sandra. So with all that, what do I need to know about the law?
Well, you want to hear it? Then I'll tell you. They're going to toughen the penalties. They're going to mandate immigration and custom enforcement.
They're going to toughen the penalties for killing somebody?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I think they already have the death penalty down there in Georgia, don't they?
I don't know.
All right. I mean, how are they going to toughen the penalty? Do you think that would have stopped this maniac from doing what he did? We got all the laws we need. It's going to toughen the penalties. And whatever that guy's name was is going to like, I don't want to spend 40 years in jail. I could handle 35 years in jail, but 40? Nah, maybe I'll just watch TV tonight. I don't think it works that way. It doesn't work that way. You know that. Come on.
No, I hear what you're saying about this whole state. They're a bunch of creeps.
Nationally, New York State, Florida, Georgia, in our own Congress, most of them are meatheads looking for media attention, social media attention. They all want to be TV stars or social media stars. There are five of them with integrity. Five that I can count. I am so disgusted. But then again, this is the system. I love our country. I love our Constitution. I just can't stand our government. I think that's fair. And I think that's allowed, too. I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly. You're listening to The Greg Kelly Show.
Hey, the Wisconsin governor, Wisconsin, what's wrong with Wisconsin? Nothing's wrong with Wisconsin, right? It's a pretty straightforward place. Wisconsin. What do they have up there? The Green Bay Packers, cows, cheese, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and that's pretty much it. I just didn't know they got so woke and weird. The governor up there, Evers is his name, right? Evers, woke and weird. Just signed what he calls an anti-LGBTQ bill. I call it LGBT queer, by the way. It's funny how that gets people really upset when I do that. You shouldn't say that. Well, what do you think the Q stands for crying out loud? LGBT queer, Q for queer. They just signed a bill that, the governor of Wisconsin just vetoed a bill that would protect girls and ban males from female sports teams in school, high school and below, in public schools. Oh, goodness gracious. They're trying to exploit children. This is that fetish thing I was talking about. It's a fetish. I'm sorry. And the word has fallen out of favor. Quite frankly, it's not used enough. Pervert. P-E-R-V-E-R-T, right? I hope. Listen to this guy pat himself on the back. As he says, biological boys can play with girls and go to the girls' bathroom and locker room. Go ahead. He's signing it. He's surrounded by people.
Veto something, you don't date it. You don't do anything. You just put not approved on the line. And
not approved.
Now helped our kids, our trans kids.
Our Thanks, trans everybody. Kids. Yay! You know, we really shouldn't even have the phrase trans kids because you don't know what the hell's going on until you're done with puberty, right? Puberty is a confusing time. All kinds of things are going off. Hormones are flooding your system like crazy. You're all over the place. You're a head case, literally, biologically. I mean, when the hormones start flowing, that messes people up, right? It happens to women every month. Doesn't it? A little bit. Natural hormones. All right, I didn't mean to be disrespectful, but I'm talking about the cycle. I'm just talking about the cycle. I apologize if that sounded the wrong way. And nobody respects and values women more than me. All right? I didn't mean anything by that. But hormones, when they start flowing, has been known to make people a little irregular, a little agitated. I remember going through puberty not knowing what the hell is happening to me. It was a crazy, weird time. And nothing crazy and weird was really happening. I was going to school. I was just having all kinds of what, I don't know. I felt, you know, and then you get out of it. And then you can make decisions about the rest of your life. But to do it when you're 11, 12, 10, 9, 8, that's perverted.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.